Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
And that's what we're going to do.
Away, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Yeah! Hello and welcome to the Lion Project Xander Sound Podcast. Good to have you aboard. Allow me to introduce you to what we're doing here and give you a little background about how we got here. My name is Rob Lyon, and for a while now I've been involved in all sorts of media projects from one place or another. I run a modest little media company in Manchester called Lion Project, which offers all sorts of help if you need videos or adverts or event promos for pretty much any occasion or product or whatever. And I've also put together a fair few photo shoots in my time as well. Lionprojects.com if you want more info. There's some cool quality stuff on there you may want to check out, and drop me an email if you need any work doing. There's prices on there as low as £50, so stop wasting time, do it today. Joining me in studio is Alex Dunn from Xander Sound, which is an awesome sound design company in Manchester run by himself and Kyle Martin Clark. Both of these guys are genuine class and two of the hardest working guys in the game I've ever seen. They put the hours in and get the job done right. Every day they're in the studio grafting and the results show. Go to xandersound.com to get all the info on how to make your film sound amazing and give them a call if you want some professional work done. I've known these guys years and I can vouch for how much they believe in what they're doing. Kyle particularly, I go back 16 years, so trust me on that. They also offer a service called Manchester Star, where if you have a song you want to record, could be original, could be a cover, they'll sit with you in studio and get it down with you until it's sounding the way you want it. All professional. This ain't no karaoke, guys. It's professional stuff. So get in touch if you want to throw down some vocals for whatever reason. So over the past few years, we've been saying back and forth we should do a project together just for the hell of it and see what happens, but couldn't come up with anything decent. We just got on with our own things, waiting for some sort of idea to come along. Then out of nowhere, we started knocking back and forth this idea of doing a podcast, as we seem to know an awful lot of interesting people, many of whom have some sort of association with the media in one way or another. So we thought, what the hell, let's just turn the mics on, invite some people in for a coffee or beer or whatever and see what happens. It may be awesome, we may get bored and decide to do something else, who knows. But if we like it, get enough support, we may keep at it and see where it goes. On our first outing here, we're joined by our good friend Simon Fisher, who we've known for ages and who has an inside-out knowledge of popular culture and who's the box office manager of popular art house cinema and art gallery in Manchester, wink wink. And he's in today chatting about all sorts, from Game of Thrones to politics to movies to comic books. Justin Bieber we chat about for some reason, and also what Simon's plan would be in the event of a zombie apocalypse. The answer may surprise you. So enough of this foreplay, let's get straight into it and get the show on the road. Keep your headphones in your ears for a while and enjoy. It's the Lion Project Xander Sound Podcast. Right, so I'll give you a little introduction, shall I?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, joined by Simon Fisher, who is a friend of ours. Si, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Welcome. Si, before we get into anything, I want to ask you, Godzilla, your thoughts. Let's do this before we get to anything else.
Yeah, good, very good.
Go for it.
I like Godzilla. I've worked slowly, not completely, but I think I've done enough on the back catalogue. Very good.
Favourite bits?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything for anyone.
It's out now.
Although it built very nicely. I understand the complaints about it being slow or whatever. Well, like, I don't understand them, but I can't see it to an extent, but...
Do you think people buy the DVD?
Yeah. I don't know about the DVD.
I don't know if
the Blu-ray might do it, but...
If you've got... The thing is, like with a film like that, you need a mega setup. You can't watch it on your laptop. Defeats the object of watching Godzilla. Can't watch on your phone, of course, which is like where I'd want to watch any movie. But yeah, like IMAX 3D. That's what you want to watch.
And that's
Gravity. That's the only reason I've not seen Gravity yet.
You haven't seen Gravity?
No, because the only opportunity I had to watch it, I was on a plane to America and I didn't want to watch it on a 3-inch screen because it's supposed to be like the most epic cinematic experience ever. Apparently.
You need to be absorbed into that. It's one of those films that. Like, I rarely go to the cinema, but when I do go to the cinema, it's you've got to have a good reason to get me out to the cinema. And that good reason is usually mega effects. But Godzilla's just Yeah, like one of the best films I've seen in a long time at the cinema.
Good. I just think it's quite not true to the original, but
which
original? Trying to set it up on
the 50s version.
Yeah.
What happened in that? I can't remember anything that happened in it.
Well, it's huge lizard comes out of the sea,
yeah.
Destroys so villages. Far, they slowly piece together what he is. Obviously, you get glimpses of him as you do in the new one, but the idea that it's too slow or nothing happens for an hour and a half is slightly insane.
But
it's
the
like
thing
a nuclear meltdown within the first 10 minutes. I don't really.
Yeah, you get a nuclear explosion in the first 10 minutes. What more do you want? Exactly. And then those films, I just love the build-up when the thing's coming out of the sea and it's creeping
bones,
up on...
Bones, old bones.
It's creeping up on the whole city.
The other way would to be have a Star Wars-style scrolling credits at the start saying, in 2014, Godzilla was discovered, you know,
yeah.
And then straight into Godzilla,
although
which
I
think would have been an abomination.
Although I did like the bit at the beginning where it's coming up with the credits and it's all like very quickly hides the words... as if they're sort of like CIA documentation,
yeah.
And it's coming up, and you just get a glimpse of things like secretive project, nuclear warheads were discovered, and it quickly covers it up, and it's just left with directed by Franz. I don't know.
There's a couple of sneaky little in jokes with that bit as well. The Bryan Cranston's is something like Hal Walters or something like that, and then that gets blurred out.
What's Hal Walters?
So Hal from Malcolm
in the
Middle.
Oh, really?
Walter White from Breaking Bad. Yeah. I can't watch
how
it.
How did you notice that?
I didn't notice that.
Who did notice that?
Somebody on the internet. I'm claiming it. Also, a little Mothra nod as well.
Really? How?
When they are exploring, spoiler alert, Joe Brady's abandoned house.
If anybody's listening to this, I don't think they're either already, they've already watched it or they're not going
to
watch it.
Oh,
because it's finished at the cinema, right?
Yeah, I imagine so.
So... yeah, I mean, it's one of the greatest films I've seen at the cinema ever, but I would not get it on DVD. Cause,
really?
Yeah, I just...
You're killing the sales, Rob. Blu-ray it. Get it around. Put your headphones
in. Yeah, unless I had a super... Like, if we had this setup that we got in here, giant screen, giant speakers and all this stuff, then hells yeah, get some people around, watch it. But if you're just sitting there on your laptop, don't bother.
No, true.
And they're
business
just fine
time.
With Godzilla now going back to the ocean. And he's
yeah.
I was so glad that they didn't kill him.
No, and there was two more films.
Spoiler alert: Godzilla doesn't die.
Yeah,
he never dies.
There's two more coming already.
Good.
So
good.
That will hopefully assuage people who he's too slow, because this one they can just open with him.
Well, they've got my ticket sale. Because I'll
make your DVD.
No, not DVD. No. Not
could
DVD.
They kill Godzilla in the last Hollywood Godzilla?
Yeah. Didn't they? I remember they bombed the.
Remember something about a beret, but
you
I can't.
I can't remember. I know that
Matthew
they bombed
Broderick
him.
In a beret. That's all I can remember.
Or maybe.
Everyone else is gone.
Or maybe I can't remember if he opened his eye at the end. And it was like da da da. Those were the
babies.
Those were the babies. Exactly. Glad you got it in before I did.
A toast.
Yeah, I mean they had a bit of babies in. Well, we're going too far now, but some babies, baby elements in this one, wasn't there?
Yeah, I remember that Spawn,
but it wasn't. Cheesy,
but yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you're going to see, if you're going to watch it to watch a piece of art, then
the wrong place, Buster.
X-Men. Have you seen X-Men?
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
Good.
I like.
I think it's the best X-Men film.
I'll agree with that. I was astonished with the amount of stars they had in it.
Yeah.
You've got an Oscar winner for Kickoff. Jennifer Lawrence. Say.
No.
That's not
good.
That's not...
It's just really good set pieces.
I will say that I did like the whole Kennedy, like, 60s...
Yeah, I loved how they tied all that in.
Yeah, vibe.
Neo in prison for the JFK assassination.
Yeah. It was... it's about time we had a sort of... because, like I said, they had everybody in it. Like, every star. I was astonished. And Kelsey Grammer made an appearance. I was so happy. I was only going for Kelsey. Have you seen the Hercules trailer, by the way?
Yeah, the Rock one.
What do you make of it?
Yeah, it'll be. I'm sure it'll be entertaining. I'm not convinced on his.
Yeah,
I'm. Launches
honest,
a scream
I'm
at the
fan.
End. I'm not quite convinced. I think it's because he's got an entire lion's head on his face. But either way,
I was really excited for the Hercules movie, but yeah, looking at that trailer, I don't know. It just feels like it could have been so much better than what it looks like. I don't know what I was expecting, but I just wasn't impressed. It looked like it was sort of like thrown together quite
quickly.
Yeah,
I think we'll see on other trailers. And I think just tonally, you're not really sure
that's
where
the sort
it's going to go, isn't it? It's got all the slow-mo 300 style.
Yeah.
Big leaps. But then if it's then going to be like, thank you, Hercules.
It looked like the sort of film that you'd make 10, 15 years ago.
But it's got the Rock in, so...
It has got the Rock in.
Does he back losers, Rob? You
know? Oh, the highest grossing movie star of the moment. I think he's made it's the films that he's been in, top like nearly 2 billion. He's like Forbes highest sort of like box office star.
Right.
What's he been in that's
everything.
Made that much money?
Psycho.
Fast and Furious 5 and 6.
Yeah.
He was in The Other Guys, wasn't he, at the beginning?
Pulling it up.
The Other Guys. Oh, yeah, he's in Pain and Gain.
Oh, yeah, that's quite new, isn't it?
Yeah, that must have done all right. Come on, let's think, guys.
But did that do...
G.I. Joe.
Was that a big cinema release?
Scorpion King, Pain and Gain.
It was Michael Bay, but it got released like 2 months later. Well, not even 2 months, it was miles. A bit longer than that. They had a massive delayed release in the UK, so I don't know what that suggests, but...
Journey 2, The Mysterious Island.
Are they the Disney ones?
Dangerous Part of the Ocean.
With Hudgens, yeah. Tooth Fairy.
Well, he's not exactly setting the world on fire here, is he?
What I mean. I always associate him with doing pretty subpar films.
Well, yeah, they are subpar.
How are they making so much money?
I'll tell you why, because subpar films get a lot of people watching them.
Gold, baby.
When was the last time you saw an Adam Sandler film? But they go through the roof.
I suppose Waterboy was amazing. That's one of my favourite films.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Teenage Lex.
Oh, God. Right. We're putting on the Jack and Jill, I think it's called. Oh, have you seen this trailer?
Lex? Jack and Jill?
Right. Get ready. Don't look at the screen yet. Don't look at the screen yet.
This is not
Adam Sandler.
Why is everybody doing dark remakes of nursery rhymes and stuff?
Is it called Jack and Jill, say?
Yeah.
That piece of dirge with... Oh, this one here. Right, don't look excited. It's likes.
This is how spells begin, Rob. I don't think you should be hearing this.
Are we hearing this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Adverts. Why do they put adverts on things? Like they'll have adverts on things that don't need adverts. You'll go to a news item. 4-year-old
advert for Jack and Jill.
You go to a news item and it'll be like a guy getting like slaughtered in some Middle Eastern country on the news or something. And it'll be like, brought to you by...
Just Head and Shoulders, Joe Hart.
Awful. Oh, God, right, let's... Right. Behold. Behold, Lex.
In every family, there's one person who drives you a little crazy.
I gotta pick Jill up at 4
Adam Sandler is...
He comes with me every Sunday.
But during the holidays...
Katie Holmes.
Jack, no fighting this year.
There's no escape.
Okay, so he's going to meet his sister.
How we doing?
Your twin sister.
Lex just hit himself in the face.
Lex, your ears are bleeding.
Lex, what's wrong?
Coming out of your eye.
Okay. What's wrong, Lex? It's Adam Sandler in a wig.
Oh, they're both on screen at the same time.
Adam Sandler is... Yeah, it's one of those Eddie Murphy, it plays all the characters.
He's in every Adam Sandler film ever, really. That guy.
So who's going to see this?
So Tom Cruise wouldn't let Katie do Dark Knight. He'll let her do Jack and Jill.
Because Tom Cruise knows that if Katie Holmes does Dark Knight, she'll get actual credibility and she'll be able to find a way away from that.
She's already gone.
Scientologist.
She's already gone, Rob.
You what?
She's escaped him now already.
I know. She has now. Fair play to her. Guy's a lunatic. She's your sister.
Guess who is taking? Is this a new trailer?
No,
or is this from ages ago?
This is the thing that probably put the absolute nail in Adam Sandler's car.
Oh yeah, it's got Pacino in. Forgot.
Has got Pacino. Oh God, why Pacino? Pacino's one of the greatest actors who's ever lived. Why is he in this dirge? Yeah, right, they're doing jumping jacks on the boat. She's on a pool on a jet ski. For some reason, he's got a giant. See, I noticed that he's whatever film he does, he gets put into some beautiful setting so he can go on holiday with the film crew. That's why he takes these projects.
Twin powers, some twins can feel when the other one's hurt.
I didn't feel it.
She just hit herself in the face.
No, Jill, stop it. He's kidding.
What?
The kid punched her in the face.
With a dildo strapped to his head.
And yeah.
Pride in my son.
So that's really good. So that's a good movie that everybody wants. Honestly,
Old Dogs, Rob?
Old Dogs?
Are you of Old Dogs?
Is that Sandler?
Let me...
Did you see Grown Ups?
Yeah, that was pretty rubbish.
That was the most upsettingly bad film.
Right, we got, please, Rob.
Give us the backstory on this before we spin. Yeah.
Disney Corp.
Yeah.
Decide, we'll to branch into adult films, basically.
Yeah.
Not
really?
Adult films, but...
More grown up.
Not childish films. So okay. This is like a looking at like a family getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
It's got John Travolta, Robin Williams. They get halfway through it. No, we can't. This is insane. No one's going to watch a Disney film about divorcees. And they rejig it into an Old Hogs. What's it called?
Old Dogs.
Wild Hogs.
Oh, right.
What's the one about them becoming motorcyclists?
Yeah, that's, I think, Wild Hogs.
So then they have to just immediately turn it into a hilarious comedy about two people. Oh, my God. Just don't... It's too much. Put it on. But it's... So it's
well,
from adult drama... edited and reshot into a
already
hilarious.
I've seen something appalling. We've got Robin Williams in a suit in some sort of boardroom and John Travolta sat next to him.
We may not get a glimpse of it, but at one point Robin Williams gets a fake tan to the extent where people think he's Chinese. What's the level, right?
Why? Right, while we're playing this, Si, bring your mic a bit closer because I'm afraid that your sultry tones aren't getting through with that.
Kadokes.
You've got the bedroom voice on, and we need you a little bit more. Right, let's play it.
A sports market is a huge deal.
Seth Green. Right, they're all in some sort of Japanese. They're in a Japanese business room.
Yeah, they sealed the deal. That's good.
Okay.
Things are looking up.
Robin Williams takes a kick, kicks a kid in the face with a ball. Dan is not great with kids.
Hello.
John Travolta John, you know this is a fiction because John Travolta's chatting up a lady.
Slander.
I haven't said anything.
Not my views.
Vicky is back in town.
The font that they use for under the names. Really... It's terrible.
You what?
The font.
The font. Yeah.
Arial.
What year is this? Pretty
recent enough to still be remembered.
I don't know where to start, Dan.
Okay.
I have kids.
Twins.
Robin Williams about to pass out. Robin Williams is about 60, maybe 70. How old is he? Pretty old. And he's got some 7-year-old kids. Okay. He's
I'm
just passed out in his pie
dad,
or whatever.
You're going to be Uncle Charlie. We can do this.
We?
You guys better pack.
What do we have to pack for?
Camping.
Great.
You remind
so
me
all like camping
so my girlfriend.
What are you saying?
My beef is out with you, old woman.
Thank you.
You ladies ready to play a little ultimate frisbee?
I think so, Mr. Testosterone.
Pat Billy. Okay, so we've got a very aggressive camp where they're playing football, knocking each other over from the director of Wild Hogs.
Watch out for sudden loss of depth perception.
Now they're in a bathroom taking pills. Pills all over the floor, kids, clumsy. Okay, now he's tripping. Led the pills, and chucked some keys, and smashed his jump, falling all over the place.
It's an honor.
Oh, wow.
He's tripping out. He's trying to play golf. He just cracked Seth Green in the balls with a golf ball. Classic.
My kids are in there. Sorry.
Right, they're off to the zoo. He's getting... Jumanji, he's broken into a zoo, and now they're facing a big gorilla.
Another classic moment.
Yeah.
Travolta's been down there. Like,
gorilla's attacking him. They're falling in some water.
Penguins.
Penguin time. The penguins are going to attack him now. Yeah. Seth Green's been cuddled by a gorilla singing.
Right.
I just watched that trailer. I still.
Bernie Mac.
Cuddling his clothes.
Rest in peace.
Right, I just watched that trailer, Si. I still don't know what that film was about. What was it about?
That is it, really.
Some
kind of shambolic.
So he goes. Turns out he's got some kids. So now he's got to look after some kids. Yeah. What was his job?
Anonymous businessman. I could not tell you.
So yeah.
He's faded.
I had no idea John Travolta and Robin Williams were working together. So have you seen the Transformers film trailer?
Yeah.
With Marky Mark.
Yeah. What'd 3D you make of was it? Good.
You reckon it's good?
The 3D looked pretty amazing. I thought.
Will you go and see it?
I don't know. I don't know if I saw the third one.
First one was, you know, a good film. It was brand new and stuff, but they'd done it then.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know what else they can add to...
Dinobots.
What, Dinobots?
Dinosaur ones.
Oh, Dino. Oh, right, okay. I might watch it for that then.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Is that going to be in the
next
one?
That's in the new one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although you get that
I
with
like
Power
dinosaurs.
Rangers.
Age of Extinction.
I'm a fan of dinosaurs, but you got that with Power Rangers, so...
Yeah.
Just watch Power Rangers.
That's what Godzilla's for.
So it's like, yeah, Transformers meets Godzilla.
I think it's cause I never watched Transformers when I was a kid, so I don't really know them all as characters when they come up on the film.
No.
And then when they start fighting, I don't know who's on top of it. It just looks like
a
mesh of metal so that's rolling around. Who knows what's going on?
There seems to be a lot of cheating with CGI. It seems like they just throw a bunch of bits and bobs together and make it look like it's amazing. But I don't like Marky Mark's attitude. I just don't like his attitude. He's
what, just generally?
Yeah, just generally.
Oh, I like Marky Mark.
Does my head in.
Have you seen the other guys?
Yeah, that's a good film.
Yeah.
That is a good film. I mean...
He's in Ted.
I have seen Ted.
Yeah, he's good in Ted.
It's
because he blinded a guy.
It's one of these things where, like, I've seen him in a few films that I like, but I don't know. His attitude in general. It seems like he's trying to be Matt Damon or Leo DiCaprio, and he's never going to do that. He's never going to make it.
He's living his life every day. Not really last. He's trying to...
What was that thing that Dave, Simon's brother Dave, said about Marky Mark? He put on Facebook something like, he was arrested, he nearly ran over somebody.
He's blinded somebody.
Oh, that's nice.
Has he?
Yeah, that's nice. Tell Lex this story. Tell Lex this story and we'll see if Lex likes him.
I don't know how much more, and I don't want to slander myself.
Yeah.
No, well, all you need to say, Si, is...
Punched.
All you need to say is, I've heard that, or people are saying that.
Okay, right.
And that completely...
It's not
nobody's
going to
sue it.
But I think he just used to be rough as a bag of crabs. And then he,
drugs?
I don't know. But he mugged somebody or just randomly assaulted someone on the street. Shattered their eye socket.
Is this in his hip-hop days, or...?
I don't even know. It will be. And he said something to the effect of, well, you know, that was then, this is now.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
People don't change, son. People don't change.
Regret, to me.
Yeah.
Not the most heartfelt, but...
Yeah, that, to me, turns me off him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if he's capable of that, then... It's like, you know full well Justin Bieber's going to grow up to be a lunatic. He's going to be, like, the worst human being.
I think he's already there, isn't he?
Except he'd have a job putting anybody's eye out.
Yeah. Although you never know, he might get... Like, if he goes to jail, he might come out with a banging body. Tattoos. More tattoos than he's got already.
he won't survive jail.
I don't see him surviving the next 3 years, say. He's had too much too fast. He's got no... I've heard that he's got no real talent. Last thing I want to be done is sued by Justin Bieber. Cannot deal with a Justin Bieber lawsuit. No, yeah, he's... I can't see him handling it because the amount of pressure... Like, forget about Justin Bieber, but, like, the amount of pressure... Like, somebody getting that much adulation and just huge... Like, even the Jackson 5, there was 5 of them. You know what I mean? Michael Jackson had 4 brothers to back him up. This lad's gone out and had all this shit put on him just on his own. And now he's got a million, billion people saying what he should and shouldn't do. And that video that came out of him, did you see that video that came out of him, say? Recently.
Dropping the N-bombs over and over again.
Which one? Which one of the two are you talking about?
But it doesn't matter. One of them. But,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, granted, he's a douchebag for saying it, but he was 15... And now he's apologising for what? Do you know what I mean? It's like...
No, I kind of do agree with that. He's just a stupid child making a stupid joke.
And the fact of the matter is, he shouldn't have to apologise. He should say something like, oh, I was an idiot, I didn't know what I was talking about, I don't do that now, whatever.
Yeah.
But instead, he's got to get this lawyer's written apology. He has to, otherwise his career's over.
Well, the first one, he just apologised on Twitter. And the second one, he went full pelt. But it's just, I don't know. Is he going to lose fans at this point now? Not that I was a fan, but he lost me at Anne Frank's house.
Some of the songs are catchy, but the guy's a douchebag. I know he's a douchebag. I can see in his eyes he's a douchebag, in my opinion.
Just the fact you've visited someone who's... You've just done... Have you been to Anne Frank's house?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been to Anne Frank's
house. No, I've not
been. So it's just in a house, you know, they all hid in the attic, survived for ages, got quite close to the war, busted by neighbours, and taken off by the Gestapo, died in Belton, I think, from dysentery or whatever.
That's the story of Anne Frank, all right.
You go around the ground floor and it's a house and there's little plaques explaining how the war developed.
Yeah.
And the effect had on Jews and other minorities. Then you slowly make your way up. You go through like this. Forgive me for mixing it with like Agatha Christie and stuff, but I think it's like a bookshelf or an angled something. And then you go up to where they stayed for whatever ridiculous amount of months. And you're in a tiny cramped. And then it's like, this is where she died. So it builds up this hammer blow.
Hang on, she didn't die in the house.
No, but this is. You end up stuck in this tiny attic.
Yeah.
When you get to her final few months of her life.
Oh,
and it's the last bit, it's like boom. And it's like, oh my god. Because you can look out in the window, you see the street, and you can kind of imagine what it was like.
Yeah.
So to do all that, first thing you do is the guest book. Oh yeah, Bob, yeah, she sounds like a great girl. I think she would have been a believer.
Yeah.
So you've immediately converted that into, yes, she would have liked me, yes. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
It's just obscene.
Well.
You could write any other non sequitur, just god.
He's a kid.
Peace
he doesn't know what he's talking about, Si, of course.
But surely he's got... Whatever. He's got people with him to take care
that
of.
That he pays their wages.
So
like, he's the boss of all of them.
Yeah,
like,
but so then also... So he's megalomaniac, then?
Correct. Wouldn't you be at 19? If someone gave you
was
500...
Was I at 19? Well, I don't know. It's hyperbole, isn't it? If you had this money,
language.
You would be a twat. And I don't agree with that.
I think it's safe to say we all had our twatty moments at 19.
Speak for yourself. Well, I wouldn't... I don't think I'd... I just think it's a bit cringe to write that. And especially, it's just, you know, just got to do slow, tiny bit of respect. He could have done three crosses.
I agree. I mean...
Or just peace. But he's got to turn into about him.
Yeah, I think he's just... Yeah, douchebag. At the end of the day, like, he can't... Unfortunately, I can't see him... I can't see you giving that much power and money to a 19-year-old and them not being a douchebag. I can't see it happening. Like, you get the adoration of millions
absolutely.
Of screaming girls, and then loads of money. You can do whatever you want. You get all your cars and all this stuff, and everything you do, everywhere you go, you're surrounded by people who are telling you how amazing you are.
Or telling you how much of a douche you are, which should piss you off and make you misbehave as well, probably.
That, yeah. I'd imagine he'd probably get shielded back from a lot of that stuff, although I'm pretty sure he's quite active on social media, so he probably does see a lot of horrific comments.
Yeah, he surely has a vague idea that...
But that'll make him retreat into his fake world even more.
Yeah, maybe.
So, you know, it will all come... I can't see him surviving the next 3 years. He'll do a Whitney Houston or a Michael Jackson or a Dorothy from Wizard of Oz... And he'll just have to...
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stormed off stage recently with his pizza band.
I did hear that. Si, what happened?
He just got hammered with urine bottles, didn't he? And
oh, really?
I've heard somebody peed on him. Not peed on him.
Oh. All I heard was somebody interrupted his harmonica solo, so he stormed off.
He's an odd character, isn't he, Macaulay Culkin? Have you seen the Ryan Gosling with a picture of Macaulay Culkin? On his shirt.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, that's cool.
So then there's Macaulay Culkin with a picture of Ryan Gosling with a picture of Macaulay Culkin on his shirt. Then there's it continues like that.
Really?
There's about four episodes of it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a picture of Ryan Gosling with Macaulay. Yeah, it's Macaulay Culkin doing the face we all know and love. Home Alone, and yeah, Macaulay Culkin saw that picture of Ryan Gosling with Macaulay on his shirt, and he took a picture of that and put it on his own shirt. And then Ryan Gosling did the same thing, because he got photographed as well. And now there's a weird Inception picture of Ryan Gosling with picture of Macaulay Culkin. Oh, it's just pretty cool. Because they do actually look similar, strangely
enough.
Yeah,
I was like, who is this? Oh, it's Macaulay Culkin.
Are you hearing Simon all right? Because he's so...
Yeah, I'm not, honestly.
Got such sultry tones.
No, I've... Simon.
Now he's going further away from the mic.
No, he's good. He's good.
Just to correct clearers of slander. Matt Wahlberg blinded a Vietnamese guy, not a Chinese guy, so I apologise for that.
You've heard. You've always got to say you've heard. Unless it was proven in...
He's done 2 years in the state for it.
Oh, well, there you go.
That
is fact.
Fat pal. Yeah. 45 days of 2 years.
45 days of 2 years?
Yeah.
That's the sentence he served?
Yeah.
How come he got out so early?
I don't know. Good behaviour?
Really?
I've got no idea. I think he was like 16 or something. So
they would have passed him around like a plate of biscuits, Simon. Look at his size face.
Well, I think that's what Bieber's in store for. Oh, and then also the fact Chris Brown's been in prison recently.
Has he?
Mm.
For how long?
I don't know. A month or so.
And he's out
now.
He's
jail. I think he's out now, yeah. It's group therapy.
He's just angry.
What are you good at? Good with a knife.
Is that what he said?
Okay, go to jail now.
Why did he say that? How is he good with a knife?
He's we can't even begin to talk about him. The fury.
What was that?
A twonk, also.
I thought that was you. It must be you, because that's come out the speaker.
It's not me.
Not me. Oh, it's select a location for the Xander network.
All right, no, we're okay. We're.
I'll leave that for now. Yeah, Chris Brown is an angry, angry man.
Mm.
Angry, I've
again,
heard.
Youth and money.
Yeah.
Poured onto someone who's...
Yeah. And he is actually a... hip-hop type character.
Batiste.
Whereas obviously Justin Bieber is pretending that he's, because he's got hip-hop people he's paying. Did you see that video of him playing basketball with some hip-hop guy who he's paying to lose? See what I mean? And he just dunks. Well, he obviously not tall enough. White chocolate. Not tall enough to dunk, but yeah, he beats him. And then he looks at the camera really angrily like, what's up? And yeah, that I was just, at that point, I was just like, I think, obviously, when he came out, he was just a normal lad. But the thing is, he's got very staunchly religious parents.
He's dropped some good abortion bombs and things like that, hasn't he?
Like what?
Just, well, I don't think he should. I don't want to directly quote him, but I've heard.
No. there's not going to be many people listening to this.
Well, it's just, you know, God provides. So you just,
oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah.
Stuff that he doesn't want to get pinned down on saying you shouldn't get abortion.
Isn't it funny how God seems to hate all the same people that, you know, hateful people hate? It's weird, isn't it?
Lucky coincidence.
Isn't it funny how the most abhorrent things you can do as a human being, you can just say, well, it says so in the Bible. Should gays get married? Well, no, because it says so in the Bible.
We're all made in God's image, apart from the gays. And I got Russia in the fucking World Cup sweepstake. Go Russia!
Oh, did you?
No.
I need to do that. Did you know it's illegal in 23... I think it's illegal in 23 states in America to get married if you're gay.
True.
And it's legal in, I think, 30 states to have sex with a horse. So, judge your morality on that, ladies and gentlemen.
Clawing it back. But it's not a good, it's riding a good wave at the minute, and we're slowly... I think it'll get pushed through everywhere.
Yeah.
There's only one state where it's not disputed, being disputed in the courts, bans, or... So, every other state, somebody's decided we want to challenge that ruling. Whenever it's happened, it's overruled it. So, hopefully.
By the time it becomes, like, you know, you lose votes if you say gays shouldn't get married, then it'll start turning around.
Yeah. But I think they're getting there now. Like UKIP, no maternity pay, no gay marriage. Or women who ever want to have kids, or gays.
And how do they justify
anyone who knows
that?
Gays, or anyone who knows women with kids, they're going to be like, no, get stuffed. They really can't, can they? It's just
do they justify it by going, well, no, it's a Christian country,
well, it's
or
why
Bible?
Why shouldn't you get paid for work? It's the maternity one. Do you watch the BNP Youth video, Rob Cameron?
Yeah, I've heard about
God, really.
Slightly bone chilling, but mostly just incredible.
Let me guess, they're all skinhead drunks.
I believe the Zionist enemy need to be defeated.
Oh God!
You don't
what?
Even know what a Zionist is.
I hate the fact that the Union Jack's become racist.
Yeah. Well, it just makes me so angry that whenever they're trying to, especially this particular party, they always come up with British, 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 and they always try and link themselves with our troops, and nobody can say fuck the troops.
No,
so they just go.
Point. They did a big thing for D-Day.
Yeah, so they just latch onto people who like they know that nobody can say anything bad against troops, and they always go, "Oh, it's for the future of our children, troops and children." You just mention those two, and you've got a perfect sort of like
we're the good guys.
Yeah, so we're the good guys.
Fellow British youth, who is responsible for the ongoing attempt to eradicate the British culture and the British identity?
Right, this
Muslims.
This lad looks like a 14-year-old. If that.
Yeah.
What 14-year-old do you know that has anything of worth to say?
He sits up all right at night about, no, British identity.
You what?
He just sits, but he just wakes up in the night screaming. Cold
and he couldn't be whiter, this lad.
The British culture and the British identity.
Got a little button up
on. Forced assimilation of different cultures and different peoples of our culture our people, resulting in the bastardization of the genuine diversity.
Language.
That makes up the rich tapestry of humankind.
Who is responsible?
Oh, look at this guy.
Right.
I need to take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture of that. We'll stick it on Facebook. We've got a lad here. He looks like a choir boy. Si, how would you describe this boy we're looking at? He looks about 15 for kickoff.
Full fringe.
Got a nice, messy fringe that his mum cut for him.
How do you manage a receding hairline when you're like 12?
I don't know, but I pulled it off. He's got these gimpy glasses on. He looks like a proper nerdlinger, but also a nerdlinger who you can absolutely guarantee is going to wipe out 15 people and himself in a movie theatre one day. And now we've got another guy, another 15-year-old jock.
Who's to blame for unsustainable housing projects ruining our countryside?
Some woman who don't know what she's talking about.
Who's responsible for allowing...
He's got to be 10 at the oldest.
He's got good hair,
big
though.
Afro.
Who's responsible for the uncontrolled mass immigration into Britain?
I can guarantee both of these women... these are just... Right, we're looking at people off Jeremy Kyle. That sums it up. They fight in the street.
Who is responsible for the dumbing down of our education system?
Well read.
Who is responsible for giving away our independence to the European Union, letting them pass our laws, control
this
our
makes
borders,
me physically ill watching this stuff.
Who is responsible?
Because it is the absolute core of evil, this stuff.
Not us. Then who is responsible? The answer, an unholy alliance.
The bankers who want us to be debt slaves after their private banking schemes have put us into unpayable debt.
The heartless Zionists, whose interests are foreign interests.
Ah, his collar's coming out. Yeah. His collar's popping out of his jumper. Like a fool.
Who invest our teaching establishment.
The capitalists that want to make us wage slaves as well as brainwashed consumers.
The militant homosexuals.
And she knows about brainwashing.
Gay marriage and gay adoption. In order to destroy the traditional family unit.
The media that ignore the racist attacks against whites, such as Charlene Downs, whilst pandering to the likes of Baroness Lawrence.
We want our land,
they don't
to be
know
home, our people, and our culture.
He looks like he's from the Maccabees or something.
First, when it comes to charity and jobs.
We want the promotion of the traditional family and our core Christian values.
That's the first time she's ever in her life said the word traditional.
To be owned by the public.
We want our national sovereignty. Our leaders should be elected, accountable, and domestic.
We want the banks to be reformed, the current debt wiped, and the bankers punished.
We want business regulated so that they are never able to form a monopoly.
We're looking at people who have no stake in society yet talking about their stake in society.
We do.
This is not a request, this is a demand.
We are sick of the previous generation's cowardly actions.
You're
sick. We will not give in and we will not back down.
We will protect our own identities.
One day this will be used as a manifesto on the news when this group break into somewhere. Well, that's...
The media for portraying racist attacks not against whites.
Yeah.
Pandering to people like Baroness Lawrence. as in Stephen Lawrence's mum.
That's what they do. They just latch on to the most, again,
how
kids.
How dare you publicise that her son got stabbed to death?
Yeah. It's just they latch on to things where you cannot say, you know, they get old people who are so entrenched in 1930s. Like, you look at the BNP and stuff like that, it's all just old people who are just angry that, you know, it's not like it was in my day. You know what I mean?
Which will always be the opinion of every old generation ever, is it wasn't,
yeah,
it's not like it was in my day. You can't then force it to be the way it was in your day.
Well, it's,
let's go back to racist.
We could see in 50 years what, as an old generation, well, we'll probably all be dead, but this era of...
I'll hang on for another 50 years.
And Twitter and stuff. I just don't think you can be as narrow-minded. It's just not possible. Just getting it.
Well, it's not even
your face all the time about phones and Facebook and all that stuff.
It's not even the policies. I mean, the policies are awful, obviously, but they are all just, you know, completely evil human beings, and they're totally uninformed as well. If you like look at a rally or like look at the youth or whatever, they're always completely brain dead. Looking like something that's on Jeremy Kyle. They don't know anything. It's like, if you're gonna elect a government, you want one that's the smartest. I don't know why they don't just elect the smartest people in the world to be the governors of you know, politics. Oh, it shouldn't be a popularity contest.
Well, it's how they justify the UKIP nutters, as they keep calling them. And like, you're just a bunch of slats and all that stuff. Oh, we're a big, you know, we're a new party, so we get a lot of new people. And a few of them are bad ones, and that's why we weed them out.
Have you seen that interview? That Nigel Farage being interviewed on the radio?
Oh, like just put over the coals.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment.
Until that Daily Express guy tries to pull him out the room.
Yeah, time's up. Well, that's it. Like, you should be able to take, you know, why do you think it'd be so bad living next door to Romanians and not Germans? You know. All right. And the whole German wife.
Yeah.
You say that about having Europeans. There are 18 million people trying to take your job. You see that poster, Rob?
It's
just a big billboard. There are 20 million people after your job.
Right.
Yeah. Like, using the old war poster.
The old finger fear point. Tactic for kicking.
And his wife's a German national. Nigel Farage is. And she's his secretary.
Mm.
So Nick Robinson was like, oh, well, you know, isn't your wife a European immigrant?
Mm.
And your employer. Oh, well, I don't think many people want that job. You know, beck and call, 24-hour day. Well, actually, yeah, you shouldn't just laugh everything off.
I don't like his own kids, like, speak English as a second language or something. Yeah,
exactly.
And
like,
half of his policies are about how schools shouldn't be...
He famously moaned that he got on a train out of London and he walked through the first X carriages and he didn't hear anyone speaking English. It's like, oh, would... If it had been German, would it have been okay? Or would your wife be speaking in German? She wouldn't just speak in German. She'd speak... Oh, right, so that's okay, little disclaimer. And then some website put the job on. Like, professionally, not like Nigel Farage's secretary. Secretary for an MP. This is the salary, this is the hours. Like 10,000 applications in a week or something like that. So it's like people do want the job. You just can't be asked explaining it because there's no explanation because you just want to be...
Who broke his heart, Simon?
I don't know.
Who broke his hand?
Not me. So I don't think I should be made to suffer.
Because I can guarantee you something happened where... I read somewhere about the girl who broke Hitler's heart. I think he was going out with someone who he was completely in love with when he was in his, you know, late 20s or whatever, before he started getting busy with all this. There was some sort of conflict with Hitler. I think he caused some sort of a problem. Well, anyway. Yeah. He got his heart completely stomped on by a girl. Guess what ethnicity she was, Simon? That's right, like, she was a Jewish girl.
Yes.
Jewish girl broke Hitler's heart. 6 million later, and also, you've got Stalin, one of his, like, when his wife died, he was like, with this creature passing, wipes away my last hope for humanity or something. That whatever warmth I had in my heart dies with this creature here. It's always some...
So you're blaming women, is that what you're trying to say?
I'm blaming...
Misogyny.
No.
Yeah, there are a couple of doozies, them two, Rob. You've gone straight for the end point. We need to fear Stalin more than Hitler, to some extent. or on equal pegging for me now. Reading a big old.
Stalin was responsible for more deaths. Absolutely.
Stalin killed more of his own men than.
It's not even about
lost to the Nazis in World War II.
I mean, I don't know where you draw the line. I mean, because I don't think. I mean, I'm sure they did, but the point is that Hitler nor Stalin killed anyone themselves with their bare hands. It was just they enacted a very, you know, unfair to the nth degree policy that meant a lot of people starved to death or were wiped out or whatever. But yeah, I think as far as that goes, I think Stalin had took the prize for that, for killing the most people. As a part of what he'd... Like, if there was no Stalin, more people would be alive or whatever.
Yeah, and it just launched straight into...
The cult of personality.
It just split. It just took over Europe. After yeah. Hitler kind of thing. It's quite... Reading about the fall of Berlin. Went to Berlin.
Yeah.
For the stag do, obviously.
Yeah, Simon went to Berlin for his stag do.
Which is basically these three... I can't get this wrong. Goering, the Luftwaffe...
Yeah.
A little Luftwaffe. I might be wrong, forgive me.
How? I'm just looking at that mic site and I don't know why. Is that really coming through right? He's miles away and he's got this got this bedroom voice that's, you know, I really like to hear. But it's just like.
Nice. Okay. Basically, on the radio said, Berlin is, we will never be, you'll never be bombed. So don't you worry about that. No problem with that. British spies.
Hang on, you're saying he lied?
Exactly. British spies were like, say, what? Immediately bomb Berlin. Nothing like crazy, but just to be like, fuck you. So they built these three massive concrete flak towers. So just like a big square block, four guns on the top, other guns, like 50,000 tons each of like steel and concrete. They just built them one at a time, 6 months each. And then when the Berlin fell, they used to hold civilians during their raids and stuff like that.
Right.
So when Berlin fell, whoever, if it was in your digs, or your core, your part of Berlin, you were responsible for the demilitarization because... It's the second war in 50 years.
Let me get some info. What should I get here? Let's get some info.
Just do Berlin Zoo Flak Tower.
Zoo Flak Tower. Okay. Yeah. Continue. What were you saying?
So they had to blow them up. So the British were like, we've got this one. So they kind of made a party out of it. They shipped loads of dignitaries over, loads of champagne from France. They drilled holes all the way around the bottom. They put about two, you know, just filled it with dynamite, basically, all the way around. Set it off, way, pop the corks. Everybody knows it's party time. Huge mushroom cloud of yay. Settles, just stood there. No effect.
Right.
So, and this goes on for. In each case, like, if you go back on that, Rob.
What one? The picture.
Just go back to the pictures.
Okay.
That the third one.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Russian attempt.
Describe what we're looking at in that third picture.
They put. excuse me, we're looking at a redonkulous, huge 50,000. Tons of insane concrete,
right.
Split in half down the middle, pulled apart like a Twinkie.
Just halfway. We've got a giant building that's basically looks like it's been torn in half by a giant. That's exactly what we're looking at.
So Russians liable, just full of ammunition, just chain that with explosives, right down the middle, set it off, and that's what it did, split it in half. And the one we went round was the French, the one the French were responsible for. So you get to go in it. It's bone chilling. I nearly got all weepy at one bit. It was quite.
Where is this disturbing. In Berlin? Where in Berlin, though?
The one I went. It's just, that's not a question. Somewhere in Berlin. In a park. There's no natural hills in Berlin. There are only man-made hills.
What?
That they built to cover these towers. So put, get your head around that. So you're walking up a beautiful hill, people playing tennis, you know, dead nice, get to the top of this concrete kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they've been doing tours for about 10 years of this thing, but yeah, it's just mind-boggling the amount of the numbers and weights and sizes thrown at you.
Playing tennis on a hill is mind-boggling.
Well, yeah, there's a flat bit, but and you know, they blew one half of it up. The idea being it would drag this other half down, which it didn't. So you get to the point where you're just looking down at this collapsed thing, all this pulled reinforced steel, and then the back wall behind you.
Yeah,
it's like walls, and there's about a meter gap. With the steel stretched across, the explosion has pushed this entire concrete 4 meter long wall like a meter away, like off the steel. Just pulled the steel out. It's you can't understand it. And the guy was from Wales, the tour guide,
right?
And he spoke Welsh for 7 years only. First 7 years of his life, didn't speak English, only spoke Welsh. And he learned English. then he did a master's in Berlin, stayed in Berlin.
Yeah.
So he had a very strange accent. I just had no idea it was on about.
Just one of those odd ones.
Very keen.
But that looks like something out of the, I mean, I don't know when it was built, but that looks like something out of the medieval days. Like,
yeah, it's, well, let's say it's very, and Hitler designed it, as he always did. Like, I've drawn this on a tea towel, make it kind of thing, and then within a week... It's been made into an actual proper working thing. It's like, yeah.
The triptych's 50 feet high.
He's like, yeah, he's put, you know, it's a massive, like you see the one on the left, massive concrete thing for hiding troops, whatever. Yeah, after the war, we're going to use them as opera houses, so
that's
I
right.
wanted to put windows in. So you've got these massive things, and he demanded that they put windows in. So they had to build these windows into it. The whole point is that it's supposed to be invulnerable.
Yeah.
And brick them up. So you see all these bricked up windows where the people are like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, this shell mark in here is where the Russians have fired a rocket. It's gone through a window, hit this, and it's like, you know, just mind-boggling, really.
The more I hear about Hitler, the less I like that guy.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think he's just modelling his. If he'd have seen Game of Thrones, that would have skewed his.
He whiffed him. I don't think he'd make it into those.
I still have no idea what happens in Game of Thrones. No, in fact,
I've not seen the latest one, so I need to be really careful.
I haven't seen anything. Like, this is a perfect opportunity. You know full well I haven't seen any episodes of Game of Thrones. I hear it's something of a well-known show.
Well, I thought you were into...
Quite a few people have seen Game of Thrones.
A, you had your finger on the cultural zeitgeist. B, that you like big budget.
Yep.
Lavish productions,
yep.
And them titties. You're not watching.
He's
got all three of those.
Have you seen the honest trailer
for
Game of Thrones?
I haven't. No,
well, put that on. That'll show you what Game of Thrones is all about. That'll.
Alright. Game. Of...
Have you seen this?
No.
Game of Thrones honest trailer. It's
honest trailer.
No, it's got to be the honest trailer on YouTube.
Honest trailer. Have you seen the honest trailer for Independence Day? You rip
yeah,
it apart. Have you seen that, Lex? Oh, we might put that on after this. This is a bit of a long one.
This
another
one
advert
shouldn't.
For Bulmers. It's the right one. Honest trailer's Game of Thrones.
No, I'll go back. I don't think this is the right one.
Warning.
Maybe it is.
Don't know spoilers. Don't know spoilers for Sweet Robert.
I think
it's only spoilers from season 1 and 2, maybe, or just
if this is
one.
The yeah, I think this will be it. Like,
the following contains spoilers for season 1.
You what?
You've not seen any of them, have you?
I've not seen anything.
Nah, this isn't it, because it's not 5 minutes
don't
long.
Don't do this to him.
Should we...
Can't be a part
I'll
of this.
Find it.
Yeah, you find that. But yeah, this is a perfect opportunity, Sam.
Well, it's
because,
very good.
I mean,
I'd say read the books, but...
I haven't seen any of Sopranos, which I know breaks your heart. But the thing is, I'm a busy man, Si. You know that.
Well,
one day, I'm going to take a year off, go and live in Switzerland in a mansion. You know this.
Well, I think you should.
And I'm going to sit there with a giant entertainment system, and I'm going to play all the games you've been recommending me, all the programs you've been recommending me, the films and stuff. I'm going to catch up. I'm going to watch all the Sopranos, and I'll watch all of Game of Thrones. But yeah.
Breaking Bad,
yeah. I want you now to explain what is... Game of Thrones, because I know nothing. I haven't seen one episode. I haven't seen anything. I don't know anything about it. I know there's a midget, and I know there's a girl with white hair.
Midget isn't
dwarf,
a good word.
I know there's a little fella.
That's also kind of racist.
Well, what do you call him then? Dwarf? Yeah. You can only call him a dwarf if they have dwarfism.
Imp.
That's what it's called in the show, Rob. You'd have got that if you'd have watched the show.
Hobbit. But you can call him Hobbit, surely.
Little fella.
You said I wasn't allowed to use little fella.
Do you want me to do a synopsis? Oh, well, you're not gonna. You just need to get it watched, Rob.
Yeah, no, tell me.
You'll enjoy that.
Okay.
You're not. If you.
That is the right.
Is this gonna spoil it, Rob?
No, no. Not well.
Warning.
Well.
Yeah,
do
kind
this.
Of.
Don't
are you really
Rob,
gonna watch
please
it?
Please don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it. Then.
But I'm gonna watch it in like a million years from now.
Well, you
like,
don't want to.
Yeah, there's so many twists that you won't see come in, and it does mention a few things about Sean Bean that would ruin it for you.
Yeah, there's some good ones. You don't want to.
Sean Bean. Do it,
Sam. Oh!
The best one. It's in the.
Actually, there's a spoiler free version of this, you know.
Okay, spoiler free.
Lex, have you seen the badly dubbed?
Yeah, so good. The medieval Funland.
Medieval Funland, that is good.
The original NFL one's still my favourite.
Yeah, that is good then.
This top one? No, we've just done that one.
Spoiler-free one you need to find. Type in spoiler-free. Oh, you already did.
Up there.
Game of Thrones put trailer on the end?
This one here?
No.
Lex, help.
Go this for it. Making me feel.
Right, before we watch this site, give me a quick synopsis. So, go.
Westeros.
You've lost me.
That's
bless
where
you.
We're set.
Okay, that's a place
basically
name.
Basically, it's pretty much UK-ish.
So right. Got
the north.
It's a made-up place, this
it's
whole
made-up place,
right?
But it's kind of medieval-based. Yep. You've got the north, which is run by Sean Bean.
Rose.
The ward, he guards it. Right at the top, we've got the wall, which is a massive man-made 200-metre-tall ice wall that covers the whole breadth of the country.
Right.
To stop a supernatural threat.
Right.
Well, that, no, supernatural. Their ancestors built it.
Yeah,
I don't think they really
been
know
done
why.
By
it was
magic
built.
And hoodoo.
Already, I didn't know that there was supernatural stuff
well,
going on.
Well, no one. Magic. But there isn't because no one's seen them in X years.
It's good, kind of, because the way that the supernatural stuff comes in is it's almost like it was. The story is being played out as somebody was telling the story, so some bits may be exaggerated, or like one of the guys has a wolf, but they all talk about how the guy rides his wolf into battle and stuff. Because it's like
mythology.
Back in those days when there was no pictures taken of anything, they only had what
you don't believe anything.
Chinese whispers.
Rumor.
That's racist.
So these basically the seasons last years, so summer will last 2 years, winter
Why?
Will last a year, just the way it is. So
well,
there.
That is magic then.
Well, it depends what
apparently
planet they're
their
on.
Planet might be turning slower.
Oh, so it's not even
if it's a made-up place,
different planet.
Well,
yeah, it's
it can't be on Earth.
Westeros isn't anywhere
on
Earth.
Come on, Rob. It's fantasy, darling.
Like Lord of the Rings isn't necessarily on Earth, is it?
We've just blown Rob's mind. just zoom back another level. Whoa.
Well, not to be a stickler,
oh, Jesus.
But but I'm pretty sure that if a summer lasts 2 years, then.
But even on Earth, the Ice Age was like a 10-year winter or a 100-year winter or.
Okay, Lex has pulled his out.
And
of it.
In other seasons, other countries, other places, summer will be longer, surely.
Okay, all right.
So
I'll
we're
buy
in the middle
that.
Of a 10-year summer.
Okay.
Which is the longest ever, and it means they're gonna have a monster winter.
Reluctantly, so, I'll buy it. Continue.
Okay, good. So basically, it's just a political intrigue. There's different houses run different parts of the country.
Yep.
They're all currently ruled by Robert Baratheon, who is Mark Addy from Full Monty.
All right.
And other British things, who killed the last king because he'd gone mad. And so he took over the country. So basically, at the minute, it's him kind of trying to keep all these parts together. But they're in a good place, and it's the middle of summer, everything's fine.
Right.
And then the murder, his right-hand man gets murdered, well, dies in mysterious circumstances, and one of these houses is implicated. So, Sean Bean takes
is this all
himself.
In the first couple of episodes?
Yeah, just like episode one. Sean Bean just takes it on himself, or he has to, by duty, go and investigate what's happened to his old mentor, which is this guy who's been killed.
Right.
There we go.
And then hijinks ensue.
Hijinks ensue, but it's... Doesn't pull any punches on anything. Does what? Basically, it's very non-fairy tale.
It's on HBO, isn't it?
It's on HBO, so it's Sopranos, like the same company. It's called Sopranos meets Lord of the Rings. It's
they don't swear, do they?
Of it. Yeah, loads of swearing, loads of nudity, ridiculously violent.
What swear words, though?
Brilliant swear words. Cunt.
Cunt. Ginger minge.
Okay, so I'm buying that there's a 2 year summer, but they've somehow managed to get English language.
It's very British.
90% of the actors are English.
Yeah.
Because it's filmed in Ireland, a lot of it, anyway.
I'd imagine if you're going to do a medieval thing, you can't possibly have any other actors.
Medieval. Well, that's what acting's for, isn't it? But there's a few odds and sods. Yeah. Scott, if you put. Did you see the one of the new guys in at the mountain, Rob?
The what?
Just do the mountain.
Game of Thrones.
Deadlift.
Right. Oops. Dead life.
Just do.
There it is.
There you go. Top one.
Oh my.
So this is the guy that gets up as a guy.
Right.
There's two brothers. They're both hard nuts. One of them's insane, and they've recast him in the series as world's third strongest man.
Right. So we've got a giant monster.
7'4"
guy. 7'4" man. He's built completely massive, and he's about to pick up a barbell that has truck wheels for weights.
Humvee wheels.
I reckon they're probably filled with concrete as well.
Yeah.
994 pounds that weighs.
Ready for this, Rob?
994 pounds.
Yeah.
480.
That's like 10 people.
It's nine of my husband. You crunched those numbers not last week.
That's 10 average women.
He's going to pick them all up off the floor.
And he's about to pick 10 average women that he's got to pick up with his, you know, a lot of that is back muscles, am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your back.
Back and,
sweet,
back
sweet
and legs. Arms. And then he's not lifting that over his head. No way.
No, I don't think it's a head. It's just...
He's not going to get that over his head. That's a deadlift. He's just picking it up.
All right.
But watch the bar bend.
Yeah, if that bar
it's
doesn't
like
bend.
Solid steel or
how
whatever.
Is that bar going to cope with that? Got people looking on like, nope, it's not going to happen. Here he goes. He's lifting. He can't lift. Whoa. Oh, the bar is bending so much. Oh, he's that's ridiculous. How tall is he?
He must be...
What's
his name?
Is
he?
What's his name?
Haft Hórbay.
Yeah, tough one. He's Icelandic, I think.
I want to see how heavy he is. He looks pretty heavy.
Oh, you've done well.
Oh, no.
It's the top one.
Haft Hórbay or something.
Called Thor. What's his name on the circuit?
He looks like he's going to be quite heavy.
So the fact you've not watched it makes me think you don't want to watch that guy have a sword fight with someone.
Yeah.
Or cut a horse's head off in one sweep.
I can't find how much he weighs. Let's just say a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... So who does he play in it?
He plays the mountain.
Which isn't really much of a speaking part, is it?
He
shows up every now and again to destroy something.
Burn somebody's ashes or whatever.
His brother's a great character, though.
It's just full of good characters, basically. I'd say read it if you can face it, but it's not as accessible, obviously.
You know I can't read, so.
Well, exactly.
That's very, it's very cruel of you to bring that up.
Tomes.
Hmm.
But.
Walking Dead. You're into that as well.
Yeah, I can do that. I think it's lost a lot of people over this.
I remember watching the first couple with you.
It lost me.
Yeah, well, the last series was pretty decent. I wanted to get to a point. I've read the comics to a point.
Yeah.
And there's
Sai's a fan of his comic books.
Double page spread of the comics that was like kicked me in the heart.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. So I wanted to see if they did that. And they kind of did, but not really.
Mm. As long as it gives you valuable information on how to survive a zombie attack, then you're all right. What have you gleaned from it? Like, what would you do if we had a zombie apocalypse right now?
Get out. Well, I don't
get
know.
Get out where?
Weapons, I think. We're talking fast zombies or...
Real zombies or...
Zombies like in
ones.
Walking Dead. Like, what's
they
the
run
first
about.
Thing?
Oh, no, they don't, no, they don't run about. They're proper zombies, aren't they? Yeah, okay.
First thing
food
you need to
and
do,
water is key.
Food and water, weaponry, and then...
If you lie under a car and be really quiet, they'll just walk past you.
True.
Walking Dead taught me that.
Can't cover
myself in the awful out of you two. Stagger. Camouflage.
Why do you need two of us? he'd have me as like the thing to hide in, like
you're
on
my
the,
Hercules
like
kind of headdress. Lex is the general guts. The meat.
Yeah. I think yeah, you'd use me as like Luke Skywalker used that bantha to like hide in.
Rob, if you're gonna start getting things wrong like that, torn. I'm going to have to leave to do that. I really am. I've got business to attend.
Right.
Elaborate.
Are you bailing, Si?
I'll have to, right?
Right. Let's roll. Cheers, Si. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Okay, that was the podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it and been entertained by our ramblings over the past hour. Let us know what you made of it on Facebook and Twitter or whatever else, and feel free to get in touch with us if you're interested in coming to the studio and promoting yourself or whatever you're up to. Big thanks to our pal Simon Fisher for joining us in this episode, and you can be sure that if we do more of these, you'll be hearing a lot more from him, as it's always a pleasure to have him around. Once again, if you want to get in touch with us or if you want any work doing, it's xandersound.com for any sound design you want doing, whether it's a film or video or any kind of audio project. Xandersound are your guys. And if you want to record a song or whatever, they've got you covered with Manchester Star. Xandersound.com for more information. And if it's a video you need shooting or a promo or an advert or whatever, or you just want a photo shoot for an event or something, visit lionprojects.com and drop me an email and let's get some work done. Thanks for joining us. That's been the Lion Project Xander Sound Podcast. Enjoy your day and we'll see you next time.